I cannot stress this enough with AI. I look at Buffalo, New York as a perfect example. There has not been a McDonald's opened in 25 years in Buffalo, New York. And I don't believe it's because they're not profitable. In fact, I know a franchise owner, and it is very profitable. The problem is, and the reason why they don't own 10 of them, is they cannot hire, right? AI will allow them to be able to go back to maybe actually growing and putting up another McDonald's, right?
Welcome to the Financial Guys Podcast. Thanks again for downloading. We appreciate it. And I've been off for a few weeks, so a little bit rusty here. I don't think I was on. I don't know where I was last Wednesday. Maybe
last
traveling.
Week, I think you were at a chiropractor.
Oh, chiropractor last week. Yeah,
it was a last-minute fill-in we had.
My neck is still messed up, actually. I just said to Ann, I
cracked my neck. Like, and it's funny because I think Ann here will be like, oh, I can't believe you're doing that. And then she'll go, I'm like, I can't. So what cracks is my neck, and now it's a nervous condition. It's really like, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I got this thing right here. I got to go back in maybe today. We'll see what happens. But anyway.
I have to find a good chiropractor. We had one here, and he moved.
He was fantastic, yeah. Dr. Brown was the best. But yep. I got a good one in Florida. I'm fortunate to have one down here. So, but when I come up there, I'm screwed. But anyway.
I just got to look. I've been too lazy.
Yeah, well, there's some definitely good ones around, but nevertheless. Well, we got a lot to talk about today, as usual, especially since I haven't been on. I haven't been on since the Israel attack, actually. It's been that long. And it's funny. That's not funny. The funny part was on Saturday, we had the college guys on. And I was tweeting online yesterday, and I'm like, somebody mentioned just popped back up, like, hey, when are you having these guys on? I'm like, they were on the podcast, and I think they're coming on the November, the radio show in November. And somebody chimed in. They were actually, I think Mike chimed in, Sprout, that they were on this past weekend. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I missed my own show. So anyway, but the Israeli thing, I mean, this is unreal. And you see people now lining up on both sides.
Only possible because Biden's in office. And people say, that's ridiculous. This comes down to one. You want to shut all this down fast. We're energy independent. That's how we shut this down. We increase our oil supply. Mm-hmm. You got Iran making shitloads of money off $100 a barrel. You got Russia making tons of money off $100 a barrel.
We just gave them $6 billion. I mean, not to mention that.
Not to mention we're funding it.
Biden freed up money for Hamas. I mean, you know, when he came into office, the same money that Trump had frozen, actually.
$6 billion. We're trillions of dollars in debt, right. And we're handing out billions of dollars to terrorists.
Right. The fact that, though, there's people lining up on the Hamas side is just shocking to me.
Disgusting.
Shocking. I mean,
really?
You still have Rashida Tlaib, our congresswoman, who has to be voted out. I mean, honestly, guy. Folks, she's in the Flint, Michigan area. Huge population of Middle Eastern folks. Most of them are, you know, great people. How they vote for her, I don't understand. I mean, it's not as if, you know, Hamtramck, Michigan, I can't think of the other town that there's a huge population. You know, it's not like it's a violent town or anything. It's a normal town like these. But then you vote this lunatic in Rashida Tlaib, and that's what she is. I mean, and then you got the one from Minnesota. What the hell is her name? You know, some people did some things, right? Mm-hmm. The intelligence failure.
Well, you have them in every major city like that, right? Now, in Buffalo, we have India Walton now.
Oh, yeah.
But she's coming out. Black Lives Matter has come out in support of Hamas. So,
craziness. Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff that the Black Lives Matter folks put out with the parachuting in Hamas terrorist with the whatever their slogan is, I mean, was just disgusting. I mean, you're talking about people that just beheaded kids. Imagine having your baby stolen. Imagine having to have a safe room to begin with. I mean, you have a safe room. In your house, you're just hiding.
Music festival and just wiped out people.
Just terrible.
They didn't attack a military base. They didn't wipe out, you know, some central command system. They literally walked in and just wiped out innocent people.
That's right.
Disgusting. They're disgusting human beings. And there's a major problem. And I'm going to say this. I mean, you know, you don't like Muslims. There's a problem internationally with the Muslim community, right? When one out of four of them will kill you because you don't believe in their God, there's an issue with that.
It's a big chunk of the of that
25%.
It's
25%. They say we'll kill you because you don't believe in the God that they believe in. Right.
Well, that's what the Quran says. Right.
There's a problem.
They're openly calling for the elimination of Jews and Israel. And you've got people going, well, I think we should try to work things out. Like, what are you talking about?
Ceasefire. We tried to do that.
We should have a ceasefire, they say. Well, so let me just get this straight.
Well,
you just had a horrendous – they had a terrorist attack on the level of 9/11. They had on a population basis. I think the percentage
worse,
of
probably.
Their yeah right. I mean we have 300 million Americans. We had 3,000 people tragically killed.
Yep.
I don't know what the population of Israel is, but it's not 300 million. That's for damn sure.
Yep. Once you come in and start slaughtering innocent people, there's no negotiation anymore. There's no negotiation, right? And you can't negotiate with these people. They don't want to be negotiated with. They are mentally ill. They are brought up that way, they are brought up to hate Jewish people from the time they're this big.
Right. The amazing thing, though, is that even in places where they have complete control, they're still freaking miserable. You look at Afghanistan, right? They're still miserable. Like
they're nuts.
They control.
They're crazy.
They control everything, right?
Yep.
In places like that, they've completely eliminated. There's no Jews in Afghanistan, right? They've completely eliminated Christians. Right. I mean, women are back to wearing face coverings. They can't drive cars.
Exactly right. They told us a year ago that wasn't going to happen. Remember when we negotiated with them?
Sure.
We pulled out. We left them $80 billion worth of our stuff. They said, "Oh no, women are still going to be able to vote.
Right.
We're going to give them all the rights."
Sure.
Literally a month later.
Not even. Right. Not even. And now those weapons are showing up in the fight against Israel. I mean, those are American M4s that are coming right across Iran. Iran's opening up passage from Afghanistan. They're moving those weapons right across. I mean, it's just outrageous.
How can you be that dumb?
This is what's sick about is billions and billions of dollars
that we don't have. They could have so easily gotten those
weapons out of this. So easily they could have drawn that stuff down over time without anybody even knowing. And so easily they could have gotten all the American civilians out first before they even considered leaving with evacuating the military base.
And what changed, right? Because we have Joe Biden on videotape saying you never do that. This was 20 years earlier. He says you cannot. He said, look it, everybody wants the government to pull out of wherever it was at the time.
You can't do
he
it. Said, yeah.
It's going to take a year. And he goes, let me tell you something, mister. He's pointing to the guy.
Right.
If you don't think it's going to take a year, we're going to leave this billions of dollars worth of equipment. And if you don't think they're going to use it against us.
Right.
And then he does it 20 years. What changed?
What changed over a 20 to 30 year block? The bribery changed.
The money changed.
The money changed. It went to billions of dollars being given by China. He is an absolute puppet. Look at the Ukraine. Look at some of these folks. By the way, the clown that was running against that threw his hat in the ring to be Speaker of the House against Jim Jordan, he just so happened to be the number one trading congressperson in the last 6 months. Wow! Hot damn, wouldn't you know, right?
And let me guess, Glenn. The trades were positive.
Oh, he did well, this guy. He did well.
Somehow, the stock market was down 20%, and somehow he made 18.
Well, he knew enough to buy Raytheon and some of the defense contractors. As he was pushing for billions of dollars to the Ukraine.
That is unreal.
It's such a joke. It's in your face.
Can we play that video of the Canadian who's running?
Absolutely. Guy's great. I hope he wins.
He said one thing which needs to resonate with the entire world. And they said, why do you pick him? And we'll play the video. But he said common sense.
Common sense.
That has to be the theme. Common sense.
If we haven't seen this video,
we need to go back to having common sense as being normal. Right.
Right. Well, then we'll play the video of the man trying to get into the woman's bathroom, full beard,
and
the woman blocking him. I mean, good for these moms, but out of control.
It's good for the mom, sort of. But I got to be honest with you. What is so frustrating is the lack of sense of urgency to get involved in some of these political races.
Yes,
and you can see how it's amazing. We were talking about this morning, like the Erie County race, right? Like I cannot tell you how many different text chains I'm on, right?
Right.
People say text chains I'm on with all these people who are like, "This is bullshit. I hate polling." Blah blah blah. Have you sent Chrissy a check for $50?
Right.
No. Have you decided to go to any of her benefits? No.
Right.
Now, I can tell you this. We have. You and I have sent checks. Yeah. You and I have stepped up. We've done a lot of stuff, including time and money and all that other stuff and volunteer and money. Like, here's a check, right?
Right.
But it blows my mind. And so the point about that guy going in the women's bathroom, where the freak are the mama bears? Like, this is your chance to pick a female county executive, the first one in history.
That's right.
She's conservative. She's got common sense,
right?
She might not be a politician, but she has common sense.
Right.
Where the freak are you mama bears?
Right.
Because you should be out to every one of her rallies saying, please elect the first woman county executive.
The worst is, though, not just where the mama bears, because I've seen some of them out. is where are these Republican wealthy people, to be honest with you? Where are you guys? I mean, no offense, but even Carl, I'm going to call him out. You know, the problem is when Erie County is the number one leaser of space, when the state is the number two leaser of space, right? When the state, the feds, and the county are the one,
they control
two,
you. Right? They control you.
That's not normal, folks. This is when you go to a Palm Beach, when you go to even a Cleveland, for God's sakes, when you go to different places, it's like 10% is government and 90% is private business. Wow. So you don't have it, because what you hear from people like Carl, and it's hard to blame them. I get it, right? Glenn, most of my, half of my leases are with the county, and I run the risk of having them damage my business and having to lay off good people that have kids and families too. Totally understand, right?
Yep.
It shouldn't be that way, though. This is a problem when the county is the largest employer, the state is the largest employer, and the feds are the largest employer.
Yep.
It's like 50% of everybody our workforce.
It puts everybody in an impossible situation.
We're slaves.
Right? And then what they do is then they hold it against you.
That's right.
Oh, see? See?
That's right.
It's the problem when you go over the tipping point.
You are
right?
now
when
an indentured servant to them. What do you do?
When you're over 50% being dependent on the system, it's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
Right?
It's so sad.
And people go, oh, it's not done. No, it's not done in America. Let me tell you something.
No.
People are moving with their feet, right? Florida continues to gain momentum. By the way, I saw Bill Clinton this week. He wants to change the Electoral College to go back to the popular vote. Well, you know why he wants to do that? Because states like New York are losing delegates. You know why? Because states like California are losing delegates. You know why? Because states like Illinois are losing delegates. You know who's gaining delegates?
Yeah.
Florida. And guess what? Florida, more registered Republicans now than Democrats. That was not the case, by the way, just 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, there was more registered Democrats in the state of Florida than Republicans. It's hard to believe that in just 5 years, mm-hmm. that state went from being bluish, not blue, but bluish, to red that you can see from freaking Mars, right?
Yep.
And I'm telling you something, the same thing is going to happen in Texas. The same thing is going to happen in these other states. It's going to take 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. and it's going to take probably 20 because of the way the system slowly moves itself. But we're going to look back if we're blessed enough to be around, there's going to be a point in time where it's going to be the opposite. I remember when Obama won, and my wife says, and she's smart, but she was just being sort of sarcastic. She says, how did Obama win? I said, what do you mean? She goes, look at the map. It's all red,
right,
except a little blue here, a little blue there. And I said, well, you know, right? She goes, yeah, I know that. But the Electoral College, right, like New York is worth so much and California is worth so much. There will be a time where, you know what's going to happen? The Democrats are going to go, son of a bitch, we lost Florida and Texas and we're done.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen.
That's right.
It's just going to take time. Right. And by the way, at some point, the sales will be in the big cities because New York will go bankrupt, California will go bankrupt, and it could start over again.
They know that. They know that, which is why there's a massive effort to cheat. And the cheat is real. You look at Rasmussen reports and some of these other groups that are out there. They now, folks, we're talking hard evidence now. It's not just conjecture. You can't.
Yeah.
It's not just, we saw the trucks pull up in Michigan at 4 in the morning. We had video of that. We saw trucks being unloaded even in places like Miami, where fortunately the laws were strong enough to stop it. We saw them paper over windows and not let poll watchers in. You don't do that when you're being fair and honest.
Oh.
But we didn't have the actual smoking gun. Now they have documents, records, emails, internet traffic, however they track that stuff.
They had it before. We talked about Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
She said, I got 800,000 ballots before. I had it already done.
I already collected them.
They don't give a crap. The FBI's like, good job.
That's right.
They probably sent her a little trophy. Good job.
Well, this is where these state attorney generals have to step up. And every
the
single
Republicans,
state,
yes.
the Republicans
yep.
have to step up and start changing the laws. A Republican attorney general still hasn't charged Hunter Biden. Not a single one. They're all over Donald Trump. And not a single one.
My favorite is they go after him for the guns. You know why? Because they know that's bullshit.
Yeah.
We're going to take Hunter's
guns.
We'll take Hunter's guns. Okay. But guess what? Hunter's going to be escorted around for the rest of his life with about 17,000 Secret Service agents that have guns.
Right.
So does Hunter need one to protect himself?
No.
So, but you know what? They will refuse to look at the money trail. Right. The fact that crackhead Hunter somehow lived a lifestyle of $2 to $3 million a year as a crackhead.
That's right.
Most crackheads.
Yeah, couldn't
are living
pay
in California.
And couldn't pay bills.
Well, yeah, no,
couldn't pay his alimony.
He could pay.
Not the child support.
Plenty of money to buy guns and cocaine. Yeah. Plenty of money, but not the child support.
Not the child support. Yeah. Let's
and I don't know. I don't do cocaine, but I think cocaine's expensive.
It's not cheap. Not that I do it either.
I know it's not cheap, right?
Back to Israel real quick before I play this video. They had no weapons. Could you imagine? You're gonna be put to live on the border with Hamas, and you're going to be told that you're not allowed to have an AR-15 in your house.
Unreal.
If they were allowed to have weapons like Americans could have weapons, imagine if that was a Florida town that Hamas rolled into.
They never would roll into
just
it, Glenn.
One or two people with an AR-15 could be – any sort of resistance could be a game changer. They walk through the streets unopposed. It's crazy.
To your point, Glenn, and they show you the importance of this. In the state of Florida, you saw zero riots. Zero. Zero. Now, was there some people assembled? Yeah, okay. But there was zero retail buildings that were blown out. Now, I say zero. I'm sure there was one or two. Somebody's going to call me. It was not New York City. It was not Chicago. Right. It was not Philadelphia. Why? Because they were going to defend themselves. That's right. And so what could happen is the dirtbags say, you know what? I know you're going to defend yourself. The sheriffs are saying, if you break in, I'm done. Right. So guess what I do? I stay home and go get a job, right? Unlike New York City, unlike Illinois, unlike California, where they've completely destroyed the fabric of those inner
cities. Think about that. You in New York, they know that they can break into a house and there's going to be no consequences.
And they do.
And they do.
to your point, one second. Now we're looking at the data, and crime is up 60% in the state of New York.
Right.
It's down to a 50-year low in Florida.
Right.
This is going back to common sense.
Exactly.
Right? Let's look at the data and see how it's working out. Are more people getting shot in sunny Chicago? Or are they getting more shot in Palm Beach? Well, okay, they're getting – okay, we know it's Chicago. Okay, but what do we do there? We've got high crime – or protection rates on not being able to get a gun, right? You can't buy bullets there. Okay, well, common sense says this isn't working.
Right. You can't buy bullets in New York now without a background check. That's ridiculous.
No, you know what's happening,
by the way? It's ridiculous.
Here's what's happening. It is beyond ridiculous. Mark my words – as in the Obama days, there will be more bullets in the state of New York than ever.
Right.
Because people are, you know what they're doing? They never do this, right? They haven't been doing this. I'm going to take the road trip down to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to buy $3,000 worth of bullets.
That's right.
Well, normally, I would have $100 worth of bullets or $200
worth of
bullets.
It's like the fireworks all over again. You're going to see ammo shops opening up along the border. It's so crazy. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. But in Israel, they couldn't defend themselves. All they could do is go hide in a safe room and hope to God that and it was so sad to see some of these people in their text, you know, they found the safe room, they're breaking in, we're done. And that was the last they've heard for the loved one. I mean, how sad is that?
Sickening.
Could you imagine just being a sitting duck, like all you can do is hide in a safe? I have a safe room in my house. It's a hidden room. You can't find it. It's not necessarily lockable, but it's completely hidden. It's like a secret room. In that room, however, is a ginormous gun safe. Yeah.
Never would have happened had these people had guns.
Right.
Never would have. They do it. It would go back to the data of Florida at a 50-year low when it comes to crime, a 90-year low in the city of Miami. Man, those are unbelievable
stats.
Really are. You can't argue that. Sense says whatever they're doing is working.
But you got a sheriff out there saying, "I'm warning you. I'm warning." And what happens is when somebody does break into a house and they get shot. The sheriff goes, "You know what? We're not going to press." Before they do the press conference, the best part is because you still got these idiot liberal. News reporters in Florida, right? They're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere, right? They come out of these ridiculous colleges. Before you even ask the question, no, we did not charge the homeowner. Yes, it was self-defense, and yes, don't even. But then the report. Don't look at somebody breaks into your house 3 o'clock in the morning, kicks your door in, and you're going to ask if get out.
Yeah,
this is Florida.
One of my favorite was I think the guy robbed the bank. And when he was coming out, he was pointing a gun at people, and they put 200 bullets in him. There was enough.
Yeah.
And they asked the sheriff there or the police officer. He said, "How in the world did you put 200 bullets in this guy?" And his answer was, "Because we ran out of bullets."
That's all we had. All right, let me play this video because this guy's awesome. He's running against, I guess, Justin Trudeau. But the look on this guy's face—he just commenting.
Trudeau, by the way,
he's a communist. That guy.
Yeah, he's a communist, but he's mentally ill. There was a video of somebody calling him out the other day, and you know, if you look at his eyes, they almost look Manson-like.
Oh, he's like, he's a psycho. Yeah.
He said, you're a scumbag socialist, and his eyes were like, he goes, why? What? He goes, you're ruining the country. How could you say that? But right. you look at his eyes, and like, my, there's something not right with you,
just
man.
Like, I mean, what's her name from New Zealand? Justine Ardern, is that her name? Ardern? Okay. Same, same. You know her. She's the one that goes, believe she's got the same crazy eyes.
Oh, now right,
she's
right, right.
Justine Ardern.
Only believe what the government is telling you. Yeah, that's the
same crazy
don't believe
eyes.
Nothing else. Same crazy eyes.
Same
I'll have to Google her after.
Yeah.
But you could say, and by the way, like, you know, I know what mental illness looks like, and that is mental illness. I assure you of that. You can see it in people's eyes.
Yeah.
And when they get to that stage where it's like, you definitely need to be medicated, maybe some shock therapy.
Yeah.
There's something not right with you.
Yeah,
and you can
room.
See that in his eyes.
No question.
And now compare it to this guy who's very calm and cool and collective and says, look, we just need common sense, right? It really, truly is. Not to steal the thunder of this video, but you think about where we've gone in the last 30 years. Okay, defunding the police. Let's go back to common sense, right? Open borders where any MS-13 gang member could walk over. Let's go back to common sense, right? Spending more money than we bring in. Not a good idea.
Well, that's
let's go
control.
Back to common sense, right? I mean, these are all little very baby steps of saying, look at, let's just have cashless bail, letting people out as criminals. By the way, the one video we'll play where the man's trying to go into the women's bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine at the Sabres game last night. And we were laughing. We're like, well, if he does go in there and molest a girl, they're just going to let him out anyway.
That's right. So that's the sick part about it. And people are like, oh, that's not cashless. Yes, it is. That's part of cashless bail, right?
Sure it is.
Child
sure
porn.
It is.
Child
sure
porn.
It is.
You're released. No bail. I couldn't,
not even
I couldn't
a felony
think,
in California
I
anymore.
I couldn't even think of somebody worse you'd want to keep locked up in a prison somewhere. Nope.
It's
back a misdemeanor. Out on the streets. It's
California,
sickening.
It's a misdemeanor
it's
now.
Nuts.
Not a felony.
Nuts.
Not a felony anymore. Not a felony anymore in California. It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's also a misdemeanor. It's not a felony anymore to give somebody AIDS in California either on purpose.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense,
common
right?
Sense.
Like, what happened to common sense? Because common sense would say, you touch a kid, you don't get a do-over, right? You
right.
know you have
that's
AIDS
right.
and you're on purpose having
infecting
sex with somebody
else, yeah.
You should go to jail for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Done.
That's right.
Common sense.
Right.
Right. If, sick people, man. They're sick.
That's right. Yep. This guy is fantastic. Pierre Poilievre, I think is how they pronounce his name or something.
I wish you could see it, folks. He's eating an apple. If you get
awesome.
A chance, we're going to post. Can we post this on Facebook?
Yeah, we'll post it to Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
Twitter
awesome.
And stuff.
Absolutely awesome. All right, here we go. Come on, video.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
I can plug in if you want.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear it just fine. That's weird.
All right.
I wonder why
I can,
that is.
I can hear like a mumbling, but that's it.
Oh, that's wild.
Let me see if I
have something messed up.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess. I mean,
what
certainly you tap very strong ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that, right wing, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways, a lot
I
of
don't really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump
book. Like, which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians.
I'm sure.
But,
like who?
I don't know who, but.
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so how you must know somebody.
I don't know who. This is how dumb these liberals are. I don't know who. I have no clue.
Like who?
No.
Like, yeah. Some people. Which
okay.
ones?
I'm sure there's some out there, but anyways, the point of this question is, I mean, why should Canadians trust you with their vote, given, you know, not just the sort of ideological inclination in terms of taking the page of Donald Trump's book, but also...
What are you
also
talking about? What page? What page? Can you give me a page? Give me the page. You keep saying
that. In terms of turning things quite dramatically in terms of Trudeau and the left wing and all of this, I mean, you make quite a, you know, it's quite a play that you make on it. So I'm
not
wondering.
Sure. I don't know what your question
okay.
is.
Okay, then forget that. Why should Canadians trust you with their vote?
Common sense.
Okay.
Common sense for a change. We're going to make common sense common in this country. We don't have any common sense in the current government. You know, The guy prints $600 billion and grows our money supply by 32% in 3 years. That's growing the money eight times faster than the economy. No wonder we have the worst inflation in four decades. I'm going to cap spending, cut waste, so that we can balance the budget and bring down inflation and interest rates. You'll want to be able to pay your mortgage again. You want to be able to afford rent. Then you have to vote for Pierre Poilievre, because I'm the only one with a common sense plan that will bring back the buying power of your paycheck.
So simple. Well put.
Yep.
Very simple.
Very simple.
Common sense.
Common sense. I love
common
it.
Common sense.
I'm gonna you know, spend less and say, you know, it's just very simple. Balance the budget, yep. Cut spending, cut waste. I mean, it just makes sense, right? I wish the Republicans in this country would take a page out of his book and just pay attention to crafting a simple message and a contract with America, just
contract
like
America
did
should
in the
be,
90s.
Yep. And to your point, that contract should be
follow it.
Common sense. Common
sense. But you've got to follow it. The problem is that, you know, you got a Kevin McCarthy that goes out there and goes, we're going to shrink the size. We're going to hold them accountable. And then they do nothing. They do nothing. Right. Like, oh, I'll just sign.
No.
They get together with the Democrats and they sign a deal to extend the government. That's why you lost your speaker's seat, Kevin. Right. Because you kicked the can down the road for a 45 or 60 day spending resolution, because everybody is so petrified of us shutting down the government, because we all it doesn't affect 95% of us. It does not affect our lives. Not one
99.
Iota. And
99.
That's what they fear. They fear that we're going to wake up and go, wait a minute. We don't need them. What are they? You know, there was a great story, a business story from one of the, I don't know which one of the shark guys was telling the story. It's great. One of the super billionaire guys, right? He bought a business in that had an office in New York City headquarters, but the manufacturing
Kevin O'Leary,
manufacturing plant down in Tennessee, right? So he went to the five floors of this building in New York City of all these administrators and folks that run this business, and he couldn't figure out after spending a week there what any of them did. Any of them.
Yeah.
So he went down to Tennessee, and he said, you know, went down to meet those guys. He goes, what do the guys in New York City do? He goes,
We have to
send them so many reports and blah, blah, blah. And he went back and he fired all those people, right?
Yep.
And,
he's the same one who said, New York is uninvestable.
It's uninvestable.
And he goes, and that
they
AOC, she's a real hoot.
She's
a real job killer, he says.
Yeah, she's a real job killer. And she is a real job killer. I mean, New York City is going to be, now that things are mobile, I remember when we were in the 90s. And this is why I keep saying, when it comes to the stock market, I do believe that with artificial intelligence and robotics now, we're on the cusp of a 1990s kind of change, right? But if you remember in the 90s, you know, New York, Wall Street in general was dominated by the big six firms, right? Smith Barney, Merrill Lynch, Payne Webber. We were at Payne Webber at the time. There was some consolidation that had gone on. Prue Bayship had been swallowed up. Payne Webber had bought out Kidder Peabody. But the fact is that you had to be with one of these big firms because they had the infrastructure, right? They had the network of computer systems that were integrated together via wires from city to city all over the country and really all over the world. There was no other way to connect things like that outside of major corporations that had what they called an intranet. Intra inside the organization. And then the internet explodes in the 90s. And now there's this World Wide Web where anybody can connect with anybody, and a proliferation of all these different businesses and software companies that create all kinds of opportunities. And what happened is the independent and the investment advisory channel, which are the fiduciary channel that we play in, exploded. And everybody wins, right? Especially the consumer, because as the business exploded, as all those opportunities, that competition increased, it was a bonanza for not only innovation, but also for lowering prices and better products and better services and better portfolios for customers.
To your point, though, the where it comes down to, because I hear the same thing, by the way, is going to happen with AI.
Absolutely.
And I hear that all the jobs are going to go away. What happens is more opportunities are created, right? So to your point, when we were in the brokerage industry, we had a very limited, small amount of options, right? And in fact, financial planners would go to one firm because they had more investment options, and then 6 years later, they'd leave and go to another one because they had more investment options, right? And now, the world where we are gives us almost unlimited investment options.
Right.
I can't think of anything that we really can't use. Yes, there's, you know, maybe this CD at a bank that we don't have inventory to or something, but for the most part, we have almost unlimited tools to be able to help the client. Well, what happens is, when you have unlimited tools, you need now more traders. You need more software engineers, right?
More analysts.
And the same is going to be true. I cannot stress this enough with AI. I look at Buffalo, New York as a perfect example. There has not been a McDonald's opened in 25 years in Buffalo, New York. And I don't believe it's because they're not profitable. In fact, I know a franchise owner, and it is very profitable. The problem is, and the reason why they don't own 10 of them, is they cannot hire, right? AI will allow them to be able to go back to maybe actually growing and putting up another McDonald's, right? Over 25 years, well, maybe a new one will pop up, right? Why? Because they'll actually feel like they'll be able to service the darn thing.
Right, so someone has to build those. Someone has to wire those. Someone has to sell the land and the real estate for those, right? I mean,
an attorney for the LLC, right? An accountant to manage the books, right? I mean, all that stuff, it will create higher end jobs. The country and the world is going to continue to move to the higher end. If your goal in life is to be a burger flipper, watch out. You are going to have trouble, right? But if you're willing to just educate yourself just a little bit, and by the way, this is the way it's always been. Even in the worst of recessions, right? The best plumbers still make money. The best electricians still make money, right? The best accountants still make money, right? Everybody seems to make it through. Yeah. And the people who just take that one extra step, right? I got buddies that I went to high school with that learned how to weld. And then I actually, this is a good story. I went to high school with a guy, he liked to dive. He learned how to dive at a very young age. Parents didn't have a boat. He just wanted to do it. He got involved in some diving clubs and learned how to dive. He was always a hands-on guy. He was the guy who was in the tech classes and stuff like that. He learned how to weld, right? So then what he did is he took his love for diving and his love for welding and learned how to get certified underwater. And then he took it one step even further, and he got certified to certify. So then he could go down and say, okay, Glenn welded this thing 100 feet underwater. I got to go down and give the blessing for it, right? But the more certifications somebody has, the more likely they are to stay where they are in bad times, right? The more flexible they are. Okay, look, at maybe he's not getting as many certifications, but he can go back to welding underneath or welding a car somewhere, right? Just a little bit of effort goes a long way in a free market society.
But when you talk about the AI and the expansion, you know, not talking about a recession necessarily. You're talking about a tremendous expansion of
productivity.
Yeah, of economic growth and productivity. And, you know, just like in the 70s, the same argument when Lucent Technology and Nortel and those companies came out with the automatic light switch that would automatically route phone calls. Before that, you had 700 and some thousand switchboard operators across the country that were literally
My uncle was one of them. Uncle Bob.
Things, right? They all lost
uncle
their
Bob
job.
Was one of them.
Every one of them lost their job, obviously. They were completely replaced by technology, as were the buggy whip makers and the carriage makers as well, right? But when the economy grows, when the pie increases, there's more things for people to do, right? There's more products, goods, and services, and more opportunities, and more jobs. It's expanding, right? Think about your house or your yard, your property, right? If you went from a half acre to 5 acres, there's a lot more there now to do, right? There's more things and more jobs that have to be done on the expanding pie that is that economy, that piece. In a contracting economy, recession is when things go the other way and things shrink. Our economic contractions have typically been a couple percentage points. You're talking about, you know, we've been very fortunate to have our contractions be somewhat, you know,
2%
over the last bunch of decades.
Outside of COVID.
Outside of COVID. Where they shut things
down. And I still can't figure that out. We had an investment committee last night, and I just can't figure it. Like, so many people, even economists, I continue to hear, we have not had a correction since 2008, 2009. I'm like, where were you?
Right.
The market dropped 50%, right? The economy contracted by 30%, right? If you don't think there's some rebuilding, and unfortunately, the rebuilding, most of it was bullshit and it should have happened, meaning that, you know, I'm a restaurant owner, I'm a gym that didn't make it through, right? Most of those people are goal-oriented. They're entrepreneurs, right? They got back at, we know one who sold his gym and ended up starting a different company, right? Robbie De Niro started now he's doing really well. He's picking up junk and a big junk removal, right? But, you know, he got back on his feet, and that's part of the rebuild. And that's, you know, but I just can't get over how so many people keep telling me, we haven't had a big correction. I'm like, I don't know where you were, man, but I saw the market drop 50% in 3-4 weeks. That was a big one.
What was the stat on restaurants? I think we lost like a third of our restaurants. Like, you want to talk about having to retrain and go do something else. All those people are working somewhere. I mean, unemployment is still very low. Well,
and some of it is the rebuild of the restaurant industry, although many of them went on welfare for a year.
Yeah.
And so the rebuild took even longer because these people were waiting around to get off of the $900 a week, right?
That was crazy.
I'm not going back for $700.
That was crazy. I mean, the fact that we shut down, we basically shut down the best part about that whole thing was, And then and almost the humorous part was these clowns and these economists all over the place, CNBC included, going, we think the inflation is going to be transitory. And you and I on the radio going, yeah, let me just understand this. I don't understand how this is transitory. You shut down the economy. You shut down businesses, right? They're not making goods or anything anymore, not making products, right? Then then you paid everybody a whole bunch of money to sit at home to go.
Many of them a lot extra.
A lot extra, right? More money than they were making before. Those people then went to buy those goods that they were no longer making. And we wonder why inflation took off, right? It's so simple. Inflation is too few dollars chasing too many, or too many dollars chasing too few goods.
Remember, they were limiting paper towels at one point.
That's
like you can only buy a certain amount of paper towels.
Because rationing always helps inflation, right? Yeah. Rationing always helps to keep prices down, you morons.
People were literally buying paper towels and selling them on the
secondary market.
And so
we're going,
so you're
telling me this is all going to be fixed in 6 months in the fall? And, then they kept schools closed, and many states they kept businesses closed, and they're telling us that this inflation is going to go right back to normal. These supply chains will snap right back as if it's magic. Yeah. It's like building a road. It takes 10 years to build a highway from one side of the country to the other. You tear it up in 2 weeks, and then you go, we'll have that replaced in 6 months. No, that's not how it works.
I do think it pushed a huge push into technology. I mean, I think 100%. The push was, okay, look at, I see where this is going. I'm McDonald's. There's no way I'm going to be able to survive over the next 10 years with this kind of workforce.
No.
I have to make the commitment to push towards technology, right? And some of it, as crazy as the United States of America was with COVID, China was even worse. Yeah. Australia was even worse, right?
Yep.
Positive. You got companies like Intel that are now bringing manufacturing back to the U.S.
Right.
Because guess what? The cheap labor doesn't work if it's welded into a building.
That's right.
Right?
They're locked into their apartments.
And,
right.
And, okay, well, how do I offset that cheap labor? Because for years I couldn't do it. And it wasn't the $25 an hour that we were going to pay people. It was all the extra bullshit that we added on, the Social Security, the So the payroll ends up going up by a third. But now an Intel can say, you know what? I'm going to build this manufacturing plant here. There's not going to be 700 people. You know, the UAW, I think, is down from like 600,000 workers. Yeah. To like 90,000 in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a big.
It'll be down to 6,000
guess what?
Soon.
This contract, it's going to go back to 6,000 real soon, right? So now, what an Intel can say, you know what? I don't need your cheap labor, China. You're not going to steal my crap anymore.
Yep.
I can do it. I don't need your cheap labor because I can refit most of it with robots. And the high quality people, the people that were able to think and come up with new ideas, they weren't coming out of China anyways because China doesn't allow that, right? They wait for us to do it and then they steal our shit.
Yep, exactly. and do it, knockoffs cheaper. The one thing I'm noticing a lot now, I'm seeing this campaign with these young kids now, and this is, again, getting back to messaging and common sense. This is where the Republican Party has a huge opportunity to win over the next generation of voters, right? All
Simple
these
common
kids
sense.
Are out there going, there are all these videos. I'm sure you've seen them. I can't afford a house. They're mad.
Right.
These kids are angry.
Right.
I'll never be able to afford a home. First of all, that's not true, okay? I know
not
it
true,
seems
no.
like, oh, my God, I can't afford a $500,000 house. You'll find a way. You'll make more money. They'll be up to. But here's the thing. These kids are mad because all of a sudden inflation shot up by 20-30%. Don't give me this 9-10% garbage. When Congress is giving themselves 22% raises, you know exactly that's the real inflation rate. We had 20% inflation year on year for about 3 years now, and that gives us about a 50-60% increase in goods and service prices, right?
Well,
look at the goods prices. Everything is up 50%. Right.
To your point, it's double. Your mortgage, if you had a house that was $300,000, as an example, your mortgage doubled in 1 year.
Right.
Your mortgage would have gone from $2,000 to $4,000 because interest rates have gone up. Right? Fuel prices. When Trump was in office, we were at $1 something a gallon. Right?
Yeah.
We went up to $5 at one point. You know, depending on where you are in the country, you might still be at $6 or $7 if you're in California. Right? And some of them at $3 something. Right? But okay, well that's doubled to your point.
Right?
All of that is. I will say this though about the real estate market. In many areas, have gone up tremendously.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you look at places like Florida. It's gone up because of the communist crap that these other states have done, right? But I continue to hear people tell me in places like Buffalo, New York, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe how overpriced the housing market is. And I'll say, well, give me an example. And they'll say, well, my house is worth $200,000. And I'll say, well, what did you buy it? Well, I bought it in 1989. For how much? $60,000. Okay, well, that's if we go back, that's about about a 2% a year rate of return. Right. That's actually not really that
great.
Right. No. So we might be sort of more in a normal market where we weren't so much before, right? And to your point about making money, there are all kinds of opportunities now where these kids can afford these houses.
Right.
If you're a plumber now, you should very easily be making $100,000 to $150,000 a year. When you and I were kids, plumbers didn't make $100,000 to $150,000 a year.
But that's the contract with America that the Republicans
could
get back. Listen, kids, you want to have more money in your paycheck? You know, you want to be able to pay less taxes? We have to shrink the size of government. You know, there's an opportunity here, Republicans, to go out there and start to craft the messaging to this 20-something generation that votes Democrat because they don't know any better and say, look at what that has gotten us. Look at what 3.5 years of Joe Biden has gotten us. In 3.5 years, we have a war in the Middle East. Trump was signing peace accords, okay?
That's right.
We have a full-blown war now. Israel has declared war. Not a skirmish, not a conflict, not a firing some rockets, not an incursion.
We are turning you into a parking lot.
It's a full-blown war. We have a full-blown war in Ukraine. We're sending billions of you can't afford a house because we're sending money to Ukraine. That's why you can't afford a house, right? You can't afford a house because the government is printing money like it's going out of style, and that inflates all assets. Stocks, real estate, land, car prices, everything, right?
You can't afford a house because husband and wife, both working, are now spending another $700 a month just to fill their cars.
That's right.
Right? To be able
That's
to go.
Right.
$700 goes a long way towards a mortgage.
Hell yeah.
A long way towards a mortgage, eight grand a year, right there.
That's a lot of money.
There you
go.
Pays the property taxes in most places. Not New York, but most
places.
On
the flip side, we have insurance costs going up. We have taxes going up. We have utility prices going up. Gas prices, to your point, are up. Food prices are up. Where's the Republican messaging? What's their message? There is none.
Yep.
There's none. What they're doing is they're allowing the Democrats to consistently paint them as, you know, dysfunctional. And, you know, you look at what's going on in the House right now.
Well, they lead the charge.
I think it's okay for them to have this debate. Look, nothing. Everyone's like, oh, my God, we can't fund anything right now. Oh, please.
Who cares?
They have unspent money in the coffers. Like, it's like walking to a house going, oh, my God, the Social Security check stopped. And literally you open up every cupboard. There's money just falling out
everywhere.
It's stuff out of your pockets. It's like answer the doors falling out everywhere as you walk.
Right. Coffee jars
spilling over with $100 bills. Everywhere. That's our government right now. They got plenty of money.
Get the right person. That's what I want. Get the right person. I don't care if it costs 3 months and they can't spend money for 3 months. Maybe that'll be a blessing.
Yeah.
Right? But get the right person.
Right, exactly. Right?
Get somebody with a set of stones who's going to step up and say enough of this crap. And to your point, we have to create a message and lead by example with that message.
That's right.
What's happening now is the Democrats are the one, especially the left-wing crazy Democrats, are the one with the messaging, which is, we tax the rich, we need more money, and guess what happens? And the Republicans just defend themselves.
But the thing with the Democrats, they follow through. We're going to shut down.
They do.
I will shut down oil and gas production in this country.
Yeah,
he did it.
Done.
He did it.
Done.
Right?
Done.
You know, he's doing it. Right. I mean, all the things
I
said they're going to do. I will destroy the economy. He did it. Right, he's doing
done it.
Done
it. We're gonna fund Obamacare. We're gonna build it out.
Yep. Did it. Right.
Did it.
So
Republicans the entire time said they were gonna stop it. Not a bit.
How many votes did they have, how many votes did the Republican clowns have in Congress when we had Mitch McCain do this? Like 80-something votes to turn to 80 votes when they knew it wouldn't pass.
That's right.
When they finally got the Senate and they could pass it, they didn't have a vote.
Yeah.
Clowns. It's a uniparty. I tell you what the opportunity here is, though.
That'll be back, by the way. We have to find some of our old videos because people said, well, look, it's sort of falling apart and all that. I said, this is a lot like redlining and, under Jimmy
Never
Carter. And Clinton finds it, and then he brings it back. And that's what they do. And they're very good at playing the long game. The long game is, we're going to put this piece of shit proposal in Obamacare where we can't even figure out a website, and we'll just let it sit there for a while. But you know what? Some liberal's going to find this in 2035, and they're going to really energize this sucker, man.
Yep.
You know, they're going to have everything, and they're going to put the agenda forward. They're going to say, let's uncover this Obamacare thing that's already there that they couldn't repeal, and let's make it even bigger, man. And that's where it's going to be trouble. Watch and see. That's where it's going to be the bankruptcy of America or wherever.
The Republican Party is talking about, we're going to cut spending. We're going to shrink the size of government.
Never do.
We're going to hold them accountable. We're going to.
Never
I mean, if the Republican Party wants to win, when they find a speaker, the first thing they should do is defund the Justice Department. In all honesty, since we're not writing the check, you're done. You're finished. All these prosecutions of Trump, all these J6ers. Yeah. This, you know, thing. Just keep this in mind. There's 150 people that are sitting in jail right now without due process. 2 years, 3 years later, for three years, 2.5 years, or whatever it is, these people have been sitting in a jail cell without the opportunity to have a fair trial. Okay, we have a constitutional and our Bill of Rights that provide for a speedy, a fair trial, for God's sake, and a jury of your peers. Yeah,
they're never going to get a fair trial.
They're never even going to get a trial. Some of these people have been sitting there. Yeah. They were,
and certainly
were,
not
with,
a fair
with,
one.
With doors being held open by those criminals that were that passed
we're
off themselves
teach
as Capitol
we're
Police.
We're going to teach them a lesson. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden,
no
still getting money from Ukraine.
I tell you what, and this is no joke, and there's a couple people online talking about this, and they're right. If we allow them to steal another presidential election, it won't just be the Donald Trump family and folks like that. It will be folks like and I that we're getting
the next layer.
It'll be the next level layer. Everyone will be harassed or they've already
a
crime of some sort. Make
we already
up,
know
they
planted things on people's laptops and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, they're relentless.
Cheryl Atkinson, who's an award-winning reporter, national reporter, is still fighting a civil lawsuit against the federal government for planting dirt on her computer that they intended to use against her because she was doing reporting on Obama. That's how sick Obama is.
That's how sick they are. Yep. Well, he took the IRS to go after people.
Right.
And to your point, 100%. That was the higher level, right? The next step will be at you know some of you who think you're going to make it to that next level. Yep. We're going to make you. Well, we're going to wipe you out.
It'll be
just like
the contractors and the construction people in Buffalo, that developers that don't want to support Chrissy Casilio because they're worried about retribution. It'll be the same thing. It'll be retribution for everybody if you don't toe the line. If you speak out against the administration, if you speak out against their policies, if you're somebody who is influential, if you're an influencer online, that you'll be all targeted and wiped out if they allow them to steal. Now, here's a positive. We'll end on the positive here. I think we have an opportunity to actually break these parties into four pieces here, in all seriousness. You've got RFK, Jr. now breaking off to run independent.
I hope he does. I hope nothing happens to him.
I pray every day
for his life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because
they won't give him Secret Service support. That's how sick these Democrats are, right?
This is,
you know, the Kennedy family is one of the godfathers of the Democrat Party.
And they're the old school Democrat Party.
So the Democrat Party, if just that happens, the Republican will win by automatic because they'll split the vote. But I think the Republicans should split
depending
the vote.
On who's counting them.
Well, depending on who's counting them. But I think there's an opportunity here. I would love to see the country split into four different parties, honestly. Two Democrat parties and two Republican parties, a conservative and a moderate, and you could have a radical left wing and a moderate, and then people can choose which of the four that they want to have in office, right?
You'd certainly consistently end up with at least more moderate, right?
Probably. You'd probably end up somewhere in the middle, right? Not necessarily middle, but maybe middle right. We don't have a middle right. There's no middle. There's no right anything. I mean, we are we're left middle best case.
Yeah. It's who's wealthier, right?
Yeah.
So Obama's real left. They're going to walk away with a billion. Mitch McConnell, more moderate, he's only going to walk away with about $80 million
bucks.
So follow the money trail.
If you broke them up into four pieces now, the half the Democrat Party would be on the radical left side. Half of the Democrat Party would be on the moderate left side. 80% of the Republican Party would be on the moderate left side.
Far left side, or the moderate left side.
I think a handful would be far left, right, like Mitt Romney. Yep.
25% of the party would probably be right.
Yeah, 25% is right. Of that, you've got probably 10% that's hard right, and the other that 20% is moderate.
I believe most of the Republican Party in the country is right. The problem is these folks get into office and they realize that there's money to be made there, right? And somehow they all of a sudden shift. You know, these same people that ran on the platform of, you know, we're going to cut the size of government, and you know they're the ones hiding out now. And you look at their net worth and go, wait a minute, what happened to you, pal?
How'd that
happen? Where'd your message go? And how did you? Why is there $20 million bucks in your bank account now? I don't know. But I'm here to fight for you.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You make $200,000 a year. You started in Congress with $3 million. You're now worth 30. You've been there for 4 years. How does that work? Explain to me how that works.
Right.
How do you make 10 times on your money? Because that's what stock did you buy? Did you know to buy NVIDIA before? I mean, seriously, there's no stock that did that.
And then miraculously, they just sort of melt there, right? And the problem is, and then they have the money, or they got the money to run too, so they stay in their district, right? But why? Because nobody gives a shit unless it absolutely smacks them right in the face, right? And even that, I'm looking at Erie County, Glenn. How in the hell do you not walk into every restaurant and see a Chrissy Casillo sign? How does that not happen, right?
Seriously,
that blows my mind. And by the way, not one. Right. Not one. Right. There's not one restaurant that I can find in the area that has a... how is it that this... By the way, the Sheriff's Police Benevolent Society...
They're all afraid.
...endorses polling cars. The Sheriff's Benevolent Society supports polling cars. How could that possibly be? This guy is so far away from our constitutional rights, it's not even funny. Well, how in the world did the sheriff support him?
I guess business is good. You got a lot of crime out there. Yeah. So more crime, more sheriffs needed. More sheriffs need a bigger department.
These are the
budget.
Same sheriffs, by the way, that the Democrats will put you in jail if you stop and kill a criminal accidentally, and it's the criminal's fault. You'll be in jail. Yeah. They are not going to defend you. No. It'll be the Republicans that say, you should be free. It was a scumbag. Yeah. There was no hands up, don't shoot. That was all garbage. It'll be the Democrats go, well, I didn't see anything. You should be good in jail. It's amazing to me.
It is. You know what?
Not one gym, Glenn. I work out at the gyms around here. There's not one gym with a Chrissy Casillo sign. This guy wanted to crush you and was out playing hockey with his buddies, out golfing with his buddies,
shutting down your kids' little league. Right?
Couldn't have cared two bits, right? And no science.
No,
none.
It's amazing. None. The sad thing is so frustrating.
One last thing, sorry. I was talking to somebody the other day. We have the Chrissy Casillo signs out front. And they said, I can't put a sign on my lawn. I'm like, why not? Well, I don't want to fight with the neighbors. Okay, well,
seriously.
Here we are.
But that's the problem. Everybody is afraid of the retribution, right? Restaurants are afraid that they're going to be targeted by because that's what this administration does. That's what the left does. The left is literally going after good people and shutting down businesses. And so people are afraid. They're afraid they're going to get their liquor license taken. They're afraid they're going to get a health inspection. They're afraid they're going to get harassed. Yep. They're afraid they're going to get their business license taken or whatever it is. They're afraid of the bully. And the Democrats are the bullies. Mark Poloncarz is a bully, especially when it comes to women. We've seen him not only bully women, but actually attack them physically. Right, so these people are all Chris Cuomo. Well, he's a bully too, but Andrew Cuomo, bullies. They're all bullies. Every one of these people are bullies, right? And they bully people. They just like that. Just like the neighbor. Are you afraid to be bullied by your neighbor? What are you afraid of your neighbor? Are you afraid your neighbor's going to be upset? Are you afraid your neighbor's going to get in your face and tell you that you should be voting Democrat? Why don't you get in their face and explain to them that that's why property taxes are higher? That's why we're the second highest crime rate for auto thefts in the country now, right?
Yeah, the first ones are neighbors.
The first one's Rochester down the street, idiots. Right. Like, what? I've got a sign on my lawn. I've got a Chrissy Casillo sign right on my front lawn. You damn well better believe it. And I tell you what, any neighbor that wants to come over and debate me as to why it's there,
be happy
come
to talk
on
to you.
By. I live on Virginia Drive. Feel free to stop on over.
We'll take a ride. We'll take a ride over to the community.
Right.
We'll start on the east side and move our
that's
way
right.
north or
I've
south.
I've actually gone down the street walking the dog one time, and I met a liberal neighbor, and I got in her face, and I told her exactly what I thought of her. And next thing you know, her American flag was taken down. She has an American flag. I'm like, why do you even have that up? Why even have that up on your lawn when you vote for liberals and you vote for communists? And she took it down. She ended up taking the flag down. I'm like, well, I guess why don't you put the commie flag up? I should give her one. I should buy. That's actually a good prank. I'm going to do that for her. I'm going to buy a Chinese communist flag, and I'm going to drop it off at her house when I'm up there hunting.
Merry Christmas
to you. There you go. You can
That'll insult you too. Put a Merry Christmas card. That'll insult her too.
Yeah, that'd be great with a Jesus on her. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. Oh my God! All right.
An extremist.
Extremist. All right. Well, we'll wrap this up. For those, we talked about the millennials and youngsters earlier. For those that are struggling to pay your bills and you want some help with your home and auto, this part of the program brought to you by TFG Home and Auto, saving you money by shopping over 25 companies. Just give us 14 minutes, and so easy even a liberal can do it. So, you know, it's important to save money where you can, obviously, especially when it comes to insurance rates. If you're not shopping your insurance rates, you're getting killed in New York, everywhere, not New York, everywhere. It doesn't even matter where you are. I mean, the whole country is facing, increase in car accidents because we have illegals driving on the streets, increase in crime rates, increase in home invasions, increase in, petty theft, increase in car theft. All these things go to the bottom line. Insurance companies don't go, wow, looks like we had a bad year. No, they just raise rates the next year. There is no bad year for insurance companies ever.
Tort reform, but they don't want that.
Oh, God,
tort
no, reform. No, no, no. Anyway.
Absolutely. Us, the lawsuits are brutal.
Brutal, yep. I have no doubt about that. So you can call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can request a quote. You can ask for a meeting. You can find all of our different departments there, including wealth management, financial planning. Again, thefinancialguys.com. If you want to follow all of our social media links, whether it be Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, or download our newest app, which is awesome, the Financial Guys app. You can listen to our podcast, our Morning Mics program, our radio shows there as well. You can go find all of those things. Well, our app you can find in the App Store, but all of the social media links you can find on our media page, financialguysmedia.com. Check it out and follow us online. We appreciate all the support. And share this podcast if you like and give us a thumbs up. We appreciate it. It helps out a lot. And we'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Media.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.